Welcome to the Deep Dive, your personal shortcut to truly being well-informed. We cut through the noise of complex research, extracting those surprising facts and essential insights that make you smarter faster. Today, we're diving headfirst into a truly fascinating new paper. It tackles a fundamental, centuries-old challenge across disciplines, predicting human decisions, especially under conditions of risk and uncertainty. The paper we're unpacking is titled Predicting Human Decisions with Behavioral Theories and Machine Learning, and it was just published in the prestigious journal Nature Human Behavior.
Right, and this deep dive is particularly compelling because, well, it presents a novel hybrid approach. It not only achieves state-of-the-art predictive accuracy, but also offers significant iterative insights into the underlying behavioral theories themselves. It's a remarkable example of how integrating different methodologies can genuinely push the boundaries of our scientific understanding.
Okay, let's unpack this then. For centuries, really, you know, from Bernoulli's early work on expected utility, researchers have tried to crack the code of human decision-making, particularly when risk is involved. We have a rich landscape of behavioral models out there, like the well-known prospect theory, right? But they often struggle to consistently predict choices, even in tasks as seemingly simple as choosing between lotteries. And on the flip side, purely data-driven machine learning tools, well, despite their immense predictive power in other domains like image recognition or NLP, they haven't quite hit the mark when it comes to human choice. Why do you think that's been such a persistent challenge?
Well, it's because human decision-making under uncertainty isn't purely rational, is it? Nor is it just random noise. It's systematically biased, yet these biases are often context-dependent and, frankly, complex to formalize properly. Prior competitions have shown quite definitively that machine learning models without embedded behavioral insights actually perform quite poorly when it comes to predicting human choice under uncertainty. They just lack that inherent understanding of human cognitive architecture, you know. This critical gap sets the stage for the innovative solution presented in this paper, the BEAST-GB model, which truly bridges that divide.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. The authors introduced something called BEAST Gradient Boosting, or BEAST-GB. This is a hybrid model that intelligently combines a specific behavioral theory, BEAST, which stands for Best Estimate and Sampling Tools, with an advanced machine learning algorithm, Extreme Gradient Boosting, or XGBoost.
Exactly. Think of it as merging the deep, nuanced understanding of human cognition, provided by a robust behavioral theory, with the raw computational power and pattern recognition capabilities of machine learning. You know, while many traditional behavior models were designed primarily to explain deviations from rational choice, often sort of retrospectively fitting data, BEAST itself was designed specifically for prediction. It posits that choices come from a potentially biased mental sampling process and a sensitivity to expected values, EVs. This forward-looking design makes it a potent partner for machine learning.
So BEAST-GB effectively takes the best of both worlds then. The paper highlights its success in the CPC-18, which was a major choice prediction competition. And BEAST-GB didn't just compete, it won, achieving an impressive 92.6% completeness score. Now, for our listeners, especially those new to these metrics, could you elaborate on what completeness means in this context? Why is it such a powerful measure?
Absolutely. Completeness is a sophisticated measure. It goes beyond simple error rates. It essentially indicates the proportion of predictable variation in the data that a model successfully captures. See, in any real-world human behavior data set, there will always be some irreducible error, just inherent randomness or minute sampling variation.
Yeah.
A perfect theoretical model would predict everything except that irreducible noise. So a high completeness score like 92.6% for BEAST-GB means it's capturing nearly all the discernible, predictable patterns in human choices. It's a robust metric for assessing how much signal a model truly extracts from the noise.
Right, getting almost all the predictable signal out. And beyond that impressive score, what did the paper reveal about the unique features that make BEAST-GB so effective? It seems they broke down the features it uses into distinct categories.
Yes, precisely. The strength and predictive power of BEAST-GB lie in its meticulously engineered features. They draw from three main categories, going beyond just simple objective task features like payoffs and probabilities. Let's break them down. First, we have naive features. These are pretty straightforward basic intuitions about the task. Things like the difference in expected values or EVs, or maybe the standard deviations between the choice options. They capture simple common sense aspects.
Okay, the basics.
Then second, the psychological insight features. Now these are handcrafted. They're directly based on BEAST's core behavioral assumptions. For example, they include the probability that one option yields better outcome or differences in best estimate EVs. Beast itself suggests 5 underlying cognitive strategies, right?
Yeah.
Like minimizing immediate regret or maximizing chances for a better payoff sign. A feature might, for instance, capture how strongly a choice aligns with avoiding a big loss. So directly translating those cognitive assumptions into quantifiable inputs for the ML algorithm.
I see. So embedding the theory directly into the features.
Exactly. And crucially, the third category is the behavioral foresight feature. This is the direct quantitative prediction generated by the standalone Beast model itself, used as a powerful input to the machine learning algorithm. It provides an initial, theoretically informed guess that the ML model can then refine.
Ah, okay. So the machine learning component, XGBoost, uses Beast's prediction as a kind of sophisticated, behaviorally informed starting point, and then refines it using these other behavioral and objective insights. It's like having a very experienced navigator that's Beast guiding a powerful, adaptable vehicle XGBoost through complex terrain, always learning to optimize its rep. Is that a fair analogy?
That's a very apt analogy, yes. And the paper provides a compelling evidence of BeastGB's robustness across 3 large and varied data sets. Looking at the CPC-18 results first, it was really clear that Beast's original prediction, serving as that behavioral foresight feature, was the single most important input to Beast GB. Taking it out significantly degraded performance, basically doubling the mean squared error. Yeah, which implies that Beast alone already offers a very strong predictive signal for choice behavior.
Okay, but what happens when you have a ton of data, like really massive data sets? Does the behavioral theory still matter as much then? Or can pure machine learning eventually catch up and just learn all those regularities without explicit behavioral insights? That's the question they explored with the Choices 13K data set, isn't it? Which is the largest public data set of human choice under risk and uncertainty.
This is a critical finding indeed, and it really speaks volumes about the efficiency of this hybrid approach. Even with Choices 13K containing nearly 10,000 choice tasks, BeastGB maintained state-of-the-art accuracy. It achieved 96.2% completeness. But what's even more striking is its sample efficiency. Get this. Trained on just 2% of the data, that's a mere 176 choice tasks, it actually outperformed complex deep neural networks that were trained on the entire data set of 9,000 tasks.
Wow, that's incredibly efficient. Seriously, 2%. That isn't just a marginal improvement. It sounds like the behavioral insights act as a powerful prior or maybe a constraint, allowing the model to generalize effectively from much less data. What are the broader implications of that kind of sample efficiency, say for scientific research or even real-world applications where data might be scarce or expensive?
That's a really powerful insight. Yeah. Think about fields like rare disease research or emerging market analysis or even novel experimental designs in psychology where gathering vast data sets just isn't feasible or maybe not even ethical. This kind of sample efficiency means we can potentially build robust predictive models with far fewer examples that could accelerate discovery and application in critical areas where data is often the bottleneck. It's about working smarter, not just harder, with data, you know, building models that learn more efficiently from the information they receive.
Makes sense. So the theory gives it a head start.
Precisely. And while the influence of Beast's direct prediction as that foresight feature did diminish somewhat with more data suggesting pure ML could eventually learn similar regularities given enough exposure, the psychological insight features remain crucial. Even with abundant data, this really highlights that the fundamental behavioral mechanisms embedded in Beast are consistently valuable. They provide persistent predictive power regardless of data volume. It also suggests that the integration of task structure with Beast's behavioral logic is key to BeastGB's success. It offers a kind of scaffold for the ML to build upon.
Okay. And then there's the HAB22 dataset. That seems to test the model in a particularly challenging scenario. What happens when the foundational behavioral theory, Beast itself, actually performs poorly on its own in a given context? How did BeastGB handle that situation?
Right. This is where the adaptive power of BeastGB truly shines. In HAB22, which includes tasks with strong context effects in situations where expected value differences are large, but people don't always choose them. Well, the original Beast model alone performed quite poorly. It only achieved 36% completeness.
Only 36%. Ouch.
Yeah. Yet BeastGB, despite using these inaccurate Beast predictions as one of its features, still outperformed all other models with 94.8% completeness, It even beat the best standalone behavioral model, which got 93.8%.
That's fascinating. So it sounds like even when the core theory struggled, the hybrid model found a way to leverage its strengths and compensate for its weaknesses. How did it manage that? How can feeding it a bad prediction actually make the overall model better?
It's a beautiful demonstration of how the machine learning component functions, isn't it? It suggests that BeastGB isn't just blindly accepting Beast's output. Instead, it's learning to identify and, crucially, correct Beast systematic miscalibrations, especially those that are context dependent. The raw Beast prediction, despite its low absolute accuracy in HAP22, apparently still held important rank order information.
Rank order, meaning?
Meaning it still correctly identified which choices were more likely than others, relatively speaking, even if its precise probabilities were off. The ML algorithm then learned how to adjust that signal based on the specific task structure and context. It acts like a sophisticated corrective lens, essentially.
That's a truly brilliant concept. They called it scientific regret minimization, right? It's almost as if the machine learning model is acting like a rigorous peer reviewer, pointing out where our human design theories need to sharpen their arguments. Is that kind of how you see this feedback loop working?
That's an insightful way to put it, yeah. Beyond mere prediction, this hybrid approach indeed serves as a powerful diagnostic tool for refining behavioral theories. By analyzing where BeastGB's predictions systematically deviate from Beast's own predictions, the researchers could uncover these predictable patterns that Beast itself was overlooking. This process, termed scientific regret minimization, is, they argue, more effective than directly critiquing Beast with noisy raw data. The ML model, because of its superior predictive power, offers a much clearer signal of where the theory needs adjustment.
So it's not just about predicting well, but about using that enhanced predictive power to understand why human decisions unfold the way they do, and then feeding that understanding back into improving our theories. That truly closes the loop between predictive power and theoretical advancement.
Absolutely. It's a dynamic process. For instance, they found that Beast predictions were sometimes too extreme, or that Beast missed a systematic gain-seeking tendency in tasks where negative payments were replaced with zero, a behavior that actually contradicts typical loss aversion but makes sense given the experimental design. They also found Beast assumed uniform operation of its mechanisms, sort of reversally. But BeastGB could dynamically adjust their influence based on the task structure, revealing subtleties Beast alone couldn't capture. And these insights didn't just stay in the model. They actually led to a simple, interpretable correction that significantly improved Beast's own performance across all datasets.
That's incredible.
It is. This is what's truly fascinating here. A machine learning model, often seen as a black box, is actively helping to improve our understanding of human behavior and refine existing behavioral theories. It's an exciting example of, well, transparent AI in action.
And speaking of understanding, the paper also looked at something called context generalization. What exactly does that mean, and why is it so important for predicting human behavior, especially in real-world applications where conditions are rarely identical to our training data?
Right. Context generalization is basically the ability of a model to accurately predict behavior in experimental settings it has never seen before. It's really a pinnacle of predictive modeling because it speaks to how truly robust and generalizable a model's learned principles are. If a model only works in the exact conditions it was trained on, its utility is pretty limited, isn't it? The HAB22 dataset, with its diverse experimental context, was perfectly suited for this demanding test.
And how did BeastGB perform in that particularly demanding test? Did it generalize well?
It performed exceptionally well. When trained on data from some contexts and then tested on entirely new, unseen contexts, BeastGB still achieved over 87% completeness. And what's even more impressive, perhaps, is that it outperformed direct empirical generalizations.
Meaning
it was more accurate than simply using the observed choice rates from the same task, but observed in a different training context. This suggests BeastGB captures truly generalizable choice tendencies, not just idiosyncratic patterns tied to specific samples or tasks. That's crucial for real-world applicability and for building truly robust AI that interacts effectively with humans.
So stepping back a bit, what does this all mean for the broader field of behavioral science, and perhaps even more broadly, for the development of AI that interacts with humans? Where does this point us?
Well, this deep dive highlights what could be a crucial shift in focus. Behavioral science has traditionally, emphasized explaining phenomena and causal mechanisms, often in narrow, controlled scenarios designed to illustrate specific effects. This research argues for a greater emphasis on identifying behavioral principles that reliably generalize across broader sets of tasks. The success of Beast GB, which was built on a theory like Beast that was explicitly designed for broad prediction, strongly demonstrates the value of this approach. It tells us that models built for broad prediction can be incredibly useful, not just for prediction itself, but for theory development too.
And beyond just human decision-making under risk, the paper suggests this hybrid approach could apply to other domains, like predicting behavior in two-player games or maybe complex negotiation scenarios. As long as there's a foundational behavioral model to provide those initial insights, the potential seems vast.
It does seem vast, yes. The generalizability of this hybrid approach is a significant strength. It also provides an incredibly efficient way to scale complex behavioral models that might otherwise be computationally, well, demanding to train on new, large datasets. The machine learning component essentially bypasses some of the rigid constraints you might find in a pure behavioral model, while still leveraging its core insights. This scalability allows for exploration of complex phenomena without the usual architectural rigidities of purely behavioral models, opening up really new avenues for research and application.
This deep dive into predicting human decisions with behavioral theories and machine learning from nature, human behavior really underscores the power of synergy, doesn't it, between behavioral science and machine learning. It's not about one replacing the other, but about a truly innovative and powerful integration that pushes both fields forward.
Indeed, you've seen how this hybrid model sets a new benchmark for predicting human choice under risk and uncertainty. And perhaps more importantly, it illuminates the path for future theoretical advancements. It feels like a significant step forward.
As we've explored today, the implications of this hybrid approach are truly profound, aren't they? So, to help you, our listeners, quickly grasp the core essence of this cutting-edge research, we can distill it down to three key insights from these impressive results. First, hybrid models like BeastGB consistently achieve superior predictive accuracy in human decision-making tasks. They often outperform both purely behavioral models and purely data-driven machine learning approaches across diverse datasets. They truly get the best of both worlds.
Combining that theoretical depth with computational power.
Exactly. Second, the integration of deep behavioral insights, especially those from prediction-focused theories like Beast, is critical. This holds true even in data-rich environments, and remarkably, even when the standalone behavioral theory performs poorly. It demonstrates exceptional sample efficiency and robustness.
It really is about smart design, leveraging theoretical understanding to make data work harder for you.
Right. And third, these hybrid models not only enhance prediction, but also serve as powerful diagnostic tools that can help refine and improve existing behavioral theories. They reveal subtle but systematic choice patterns that would otherwise be missed, allowing our theoretical understanding of human behavior to evolve dynamically and precisely.
Closing that loop between prediction and explanation.
This work suggests a highly promising path forward for understanding and predicting human behavior with unprecedented precision. It really makes you wonder, what other complex human phenomena, maybe from consumer choices to strategic interactions, or even how scientists make decisions about research directions, could be better understood and predicted through this kind of thoughtful integration of deep theory and powerful computation? That's it for this deep dive. Thank you for joining us on the deep dive.